Listen tonight and find out more only on KCAA 1050 AM, the station that leaves no listener behind.
Shall people inhabit? What kinds of homes shall be permitted? What kind of value systems shall be allowed? And the value systems that aggrandize the possession of things, the tearing up of the earth, competition, classism, racism, sexism, have led us to the brink of catastrophe. Now, I think we have to abandon cultural Western cultural values and return to the deeper wisdom of the body in connection with the plants. That's the seamless web that leads us back into the heart of nature. And if we can do this, then this very narrow neck of cultural crisis can be navigated. Very little of the past can be saved. The architectonics, the machines, the systems of monetary exchange and propaganda, the silly religions, the asinine aesthetic canons, very little of that can be saved. But what can be saved is the sense of love and caring and mutuality that we all put into and take from the human enterprise. You know, there's a Grateful Dead song that says, you can't go back and you can't stand still. If the thunder don't get you, then the lightning will. And we now hold, through the possession of these psychedelics, catalysts for the human imagination of sufficient power that if we use them, we can deconstruct the lethal vehicle that is carrying us toward the brink of apocalypse. We can deconstruct that vehicle and redesign it into a kind of starship that would carry us and our children out into the broad, starry galaxy we know to be waiting us. But it's a cultural test. Nature is pitiless. Intelligence is a grand experiment upon which a great deal has been risked. But if it proves inadequate, nature will cover it over with the same kind of cruel impunity that she covered over the dinosaurs and the trilobites and the crossopterygian fishes and all those other folks who came before. So what we must do, I think, is see our future in the imagination, catalyze the imagination, form symbiotic relationships with the plants, affirm archaic values, and spread the good news that what is out of control, what is in fact dying, is a world that had become too top-heavy with its own hubris, too bent by its own false value system, and too dehumanized to care about what happened to its own children. So I say, good riddance. Bring on the archaic revival, and let's create a new world. That's it.
Journey into the desert as I enter the measure on the back of a camel. that was robotic, and I got it from a lizard man that came from a hole in the sky that came down in the prehistoric time with a holographic rhyme accelerating mankind from a grunting, hunting caveman to an upright, more intelligent slave hand with obedience to follow an invisible diplomat. So follow my orders or you'll be punished in the desert storm, in the sand where the desert's warm, where the peasant's corn doesn't grow very well and there's a smell of frankincense. Frankenstein is a mummy in a different way, so save a dead pharaoh like your money in a recycled bottle with a genie in it. Wait a minute, watch out for that evil genie who offers a wish, but when you get what you wish for, your wish you never picked up. That bottle of spirits is a burial ground, you're grounded. Put the marionette down, help with a mounted puppeteer. Can you lower this price here? I just met a man that came from the sky, and I can't lie, only told me we are puppets in the world, controlled by the greed and the girls and the government and the preservation of the lizard people on the earth and the loss of the love due to the cost of the goods. Since our separation from our mother's womb at birth, the tomb was searched and I found this here, and I'll trade it for an explanation of the missing link. I'm missing your point, so I'll point this spear at your throat, and I'll take it from you anyways, or there will be whips and running, for the ship is coming, and I'm running out of fuel for my jet pack. So get back.
And a hieroglyphic operating microscope. I'm a creator god and I created you to erect a colossal monument for the mothership is coming to earth to snatch her people. Also, my uniform is made from a metal not on earth and we all can't go. With respect to the exodus of slaves and the high-tech petroglyph of the tractor beam. By the Red Sea and the Ark of the Covenant was a weapon of religion for the visitors who pretend their investment. All the prototypes are really cheap when you buy them bootleg on a different planet. Boot them up. Transport the soldiers in the orbit to a moderate climate. Upgraded from an older version of a primate. DNA change, rearranged, so you can't remember who made you from an egg. Back to the grave.
Your greater desires, and our love would not find you, nor our needs hold you. Yet this we ask. not much choice in there, you see. And we all want our children to be well adjusted. It's unfortunately there's nothing to be well adjusted to. So that's a real problem.